time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He then rewrites that tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. Bruce plays his creation. Our listener then tries to guess two things: the name of the hidden tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Joe Sorensen is on the line from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Joe, welcome to PT.
Thank you very much.
Oh, glad to have you. Joe, what's your musical background?
My musical background is basically I have been a radio announcer for many different radio stations and now on the internet with a friend of mine doing archive black gospel music. What they say, Fred, what goes around comes around. When I was younger and lived in Minnesota, I wanted to be a big-time classical music announcer. And I did some of that, and then I got into the black gospel music realm and was doing that for years. But now I find myself once again where I live and breathe classical music. I just take it in, all the symphonies, concertos, and everything that...
Well, and here you are on a classical music radio show. So this really has come full circle. So, Joe, Bruce is going to play his Piano Puzzler for you. Then we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Now, I don't know what's coming either. The piano's turned around away from me. I can't see Bruce's hands or the music stand. So I don't know what's coming either. So if you get stuck on either one, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Oh, yeah, great.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Very good. You know, I'm going to start by guessing, see if I can guess the composer first. The tune is really hidden there someplace. I would say it sounds like either Beethoven or Chopin or Schubert.
Well, you did name the composer. You did.
One of those three.
Why don't you try the list backwards and I'll stop you.
Okay. Let's see. Schubert.
Yes.
So Franz Schubert, the composer that Bruce Adolph had in mind for this week's Piano Puzzler, and there's also a hidden tune in here,
I'll say,
which we haven't named yet.
Well, I would say the only thing hiding it is how slow it is.
That's the key.
Yes, so you have to try to wait for each note to come along, and then it'll
imagine
be there.
Speeding it up.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Thank you. sounds like a folk song, and
yes, it is.
Could be Go Tell Aunt Rhody or something.
Stop right there.
You got
it's
it.
It's Go Tell Aunt Rhody, and that's definitely true.
The old Grey Goose is dead.
Yeah,
of course.
I liked having the, you know, the Schubert, it's based on an actual piece, which is his impromptu Opus 90 in G-flat major. And that tune sort of sounds a little bit like Go Tell Aunt Rhody, but it gets very dramatic and powerful. And I tried to make it land on the goose being dead. You know, like, old Grey Goose is dead. Is his right here. It's sort of a little more dramatic than, you know.
So the old song Go Tell Aunt Rhody, rewritten not only in the style of Franz Schubert, but quoting the impromptu in G flat major by Franz Schubert. Well, Joe Sorensen, you got them both. You got the tune, you got the composer. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Joe, what's your public radio station?
KUNM, University of New Mexico.
Great station there in Albuquerque. Joe, thank you very much for calling and playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.